Welcome to The Will Evans Show, a podcast that is meant to teach you everything you did not learn in school. Today I'm providing an update on student loan payments, and then I'm going to coach you up. Let's go. We have had 2 months of student loan payments being back. And what we have learned in these 2 months is that those payments are really hurting people's budget. It is really affecting the way they are living because for 3 years, they didn't have to pay anything. So you have some people that got a three-year pause and didn't have to pay anything. And then you also have people that graduated in 2020 that have not had to pay on their student loans at all since they graduated 3 years ago. So on one hand, you got a group of people that have never paid student loans, and on the other hand, you got people that had a pause, and both of those people, it is hurting. It is hurting their budget. They are affected by this, and a recent TransUnion study using its consumer credit database found that the average American borrower has about $35,000 in student debt, and then that amount varies by generation. The average for Gen Z, which is my generation, they have about $24,000 in student debt, and the average millennial is $42,000, and the average Gen Xer holds $48,000 in student debt, according to TransUnion. And so when I look at those numbers, obviously, there's not one generation that is innocent of student loan debt. I mean, everyone, you look at the millennials, theirs is $42,000, and those are our parents or my parents' age that were telling everyone, hey, you have to get a degree because a degree is the path to success. And one thing that we've learned and that I've talked about on the show multiple times is that that is not the only way to be successful. Getting a college degree is not the only way you can be successful in life. And not to prop myself up, but you take myself, for example, and I am a college dropout. Have no degrees attached to my name. I went to college for a few semesters here in Memphis, but I did not graduate, and I'm a lot further along than some of my peers that are graduating with no jobs or graduating with a low-paying job, making way less than I do, and they have $24,000 of student loans or $60,000 of student loan debt. So you cannot tell me that student loans are the only or is the way to be successful in life. That's just not true. And another study that I read from Fox Business, which this is the heart of what I want to talk about today. You know, student loan payments are back. They're not going anywhere. No matter what kind of plan the White House tries to roll out, student loan payments are back. And you're going to have to change the way you think about them. And ultimately, you're going to have to pay them. You signed the dotted line, so you are going to have to pay those back. But this study from Fox Business said about 22% of people said they will trim their holiday expenses by more than $250 this year. However, 21% are eyeing cutting over $750 from their holiday budgets, according to the survey done by Fox Business. And so we are now into December. Obviously, what comes in December is a busy month for travel, for buying gifts for people, and for just having family get-togethers. And all of this stuff includes spending money. And so when you attach these new student loan payments, we now see that 22% of people will trim their holiday expenses because of student loan payments coming back. 22% will trim by $250. 21% of people will be cutting over $750. So that's almost 50% of people are going to do trimming between $250 and $750 this holiday. And one thing that I want to make sure that you understand about this is that more payments, all it does is it equals more problems, more pain, more headache, more anxiety, more depression, more everything. More payments equals everything except peace. And so that is one thing you have to remember when you decide to take out student loans, to take out a car payment, to take out all these payments instead of paying cash, because if you can't afford it, don't buy it. More payments equals more problems. And so I'm not here to beat you over the head with a book and to talk down on you, but it's one thing that you have to understand is that taking out loans or going into debt is not a good way to live your life. It is the opposite of having peace, because more payments or more debt equals more problems, more pain, more risk, more everything except peace. Debt-free equals peace. Debt-free equals financial freedom. You can't get those backwards, and we live in a world that is countercultural, so I understand why you have that thinking and that philosophy, but I want to break that. And for most of us, this problem with having to cut our expenses and all of this stuff, all of this goes back to getting on a budget and living within our means. You have to quit losing the battle with your budget. You can't always be busting your budget because you decide to go out to eat. You can't be doing that. You have to decide, hey, if I'm only going to spend $100 on eating out this month, you cannot spend $101. You can't spend $110. You have to spend $100 or less. Some of you need to go through a season of working like a dog, working so hard and so many hours, but you are doing this so that you can get to where you want to be. And so many people that I meet with, whether it's my clients or people that react to some of my stuff on social media, they have a victim mindset. And what I mean by that is they are the ones that are like always having an excuse for everything. They're saying, oh, I can't do this because of this, because of that. And they're just playing the victim card over and over again. And it is time for you to make a change and not wait on the White House to fix your problems, not wait on your parents to fix the problems. It is time for you to look in the mirror and to decide that I got myself into this mess and I'm going to be the one to fix it. The man in your mirror is most likely the problem because it got you into this mess, but the man in your mirror is also the solution, because you have the ability to get out of this debt. If you are one of the people that is strapped with student loan debt and starting these student loan payments back, there is a way for you to get out. There is a light at the end of the tunnel to where you can have financial freedom, to where you can continue to build wealth and to be outrageously generous. There's a way for you to do that, but it's not an overnight fix. It's not an overnight solution. It is a plan that is going to require some sacrifice, some dedication, and it is going to require you to be in a season of doing whatever it takes to get out. And a lot of that starts with your budget. You have to live within your means. You have to get money back into your wallet, and you have to be the one to decide where your paycheck goes. Don't let the banks, don't let the car companies, don't let the credit card companies, don't let them be the ones to decide where your paycheck goes. It is time for you to take ownership of your money. We are called to be managers of what the Lord has given us. Do not let the banks be the manager of your money. It is time for you to step up, and it is time for you to take control of your money. 1 year of you doing this can change the entire outcome of your life. You sacrificing eating out, you sacrifice vacation, you sacrifice fill in the blank, whatever it is, whatever you want to sacrifice to trim your budget, that can change your entire life. You decide that, hey, I don't need this $800 car payment, and I'm going to get a cheaper car that I can pay cash for. You doing that kind of stuff is what is going to get you in the right place and get you to where you want to be. And where you want to be is a place where you have financial peace. And how do you have financial peace? You get the payments out of your life. How you want financial freedom? You want more money in your budget, more margin in your budget? Get rid of the payments. More payments equals more problems, more risk, more debt, more pain. And if you can eliminate those payments, I can assure you that you will have that peace that I always talk about. Because you know what I have right now with no payments? It's peace. You know, the last thing me and Kendall fought about when it came to money was how much money we were going to support a local ministry. And it wasn't a fight. It was more of just, hey, I think we should do this. And she said, no, I think we should do this. So it wasn't even a fight, but we don't have those fights because we have peace. We don't have any payments. We don't owe anybody any money. We have zero debt. The average debt payoff, if you decide, hey, I'm going to do this plan. You say, Will, I hear what you're saying. I want that peace. I want that financial freedom. Where do I start? Well, you start with the baby steps. It's what I teach with all my clients. It's what I teach on this show is the baby steps. And you can go back. I have a bunch of episodes where I do a deep dive into the baby steps. I'll also link one of those episodes in the show notes for you. That way you can go back and easily find it. But what the baby steps are is that is your game plan for getting out of debt, building wealth, and being outrageously generous. That is what the 7 baby steps are. You can also Google Dave Ramsey 7 baby steps. They'll pop up. It'll be the first thing that shows up on your feed. Also, while doing this, the average debt payoff for this is 12 to 24 months. It's such a big gap because, well, some people have $20,000 and some people have $300,000 of debt. So all that depends on your situation, but 12 to 24 months is the average, and it all depends on how fired up you get and how much you're willing to sacrifice. And I'm telling you, if you can do this, if you can get on a budget, quit losing the battle with your budget, and you eliminate the payments, you eliminate debt, you can have this financial peace that I've been talking about, and you can pay off these student loans that we've talked about. You know, student loan payments are back. It's time to pay those student loans off. Some people, they've been holding on to cash because they were hoping Biden was going to forgive student loans. It's time to use some of that cash to pay off those student loans. It is time for you to take control of your money. You're listening to The Will Evans Show. Hey guys, it's Will. I know this show is all about what you didn't learn in school, but for some of you, you need a little more personalized help, and that's what Evans Financial Coaching is. I specialize in helping people pay off debt and build wealth. If this is you, I've put my contact info in the show notes, so please reach out. I'm here to help you. Evans Financial Coaching, creating paths to financial freedom. Welcome back to The Will Evans Show. We have been talking about student loan payments returning. We've been talking about how to win with your money, how to get rid of debt, how to not have that victim mindset, and how to just live within your means. And that kind of goes along with our question today. And the question is actually from Instagram. Someone reaching out on Instagram on some content that I've put out, and they said, is seeking financial coaching worth it while paying off debt? And some of you, or most of you, you're probably, well, that's depends on who you ask, because obviously you just heard from our top sponsor that I'm a financial coach, and so I obviously am going to say that it is worth it, but I want to explain why. And I will say, financial coaching is not for everybody. You know, I believe that you can get out of debt without a financial coach. I'll be the first one to say it. I mean, me and Kendall, we were working to paying off our debt. We put in a plan, and we didn't seek any outside help. And obviously, yes, I had a passion for this. I was starting to become a financial coach in that process. But, you know, we were so motivated on paying off debt that we didn't need a financial coach. And I was doing all kinds of research, and I was in this area so much that I didn't need, or we didn't need any outside help. And we didn't need anyone to motivate us as well, because we were already pretty motivated. Most of my clients that I meet with, the reason they're meeting with me is because they don't know where to start. Or they don't know how to budget. They don't know the tips and tricks to dealing with credit card collections. When you have any debt that goes into collections, they don't know how to deal with those debt collectors. That is a benefit of financial coaching, is I've dealt with those issues and those situations, and I help people map out a game plan. And so what some of you are probably asking yourself now is, okay, well, if I'm in debt, how am I supposed to pay for financial coaching? And this is a recent situation. I was meeting with someone. One of my clients recommended this person. I had a free consultation with them. We met. And ultimately, we decided, and mainly I decided that, hey, I don't think financial coaching is right for you. And it's not because they couldn't afford it, but it's because they were unwilling to give up cable for 6 months. And so, you know, I always tell people, hey, if I can't find money in your budget, I'll do it for free. And the reason I do that is, one, because it's a ministry. I do this as a ministry to help people. My goal in doing all of this is to help people and to impact their lives. So I do have clients that I meet with for free because they actually cannot afford financial coaching. Problem with this couple is they were unwilling to give up something in order to get financial coaching. And they were unwilling to give up something that was not a need. It was outside of the four walls. It wasn't like I was asking them to not pay their light bill. I was asking them to give up TV for 6 months. Hey, if we meet for 6 months, you give up TV for 6 months, we can get you on a game plan to pay off this debt. So to answer your question, is seeking financial coaching worth it while paying off debt? I would say yes, because it helps you map out a game plan for getting that debt paid off, and also, hey, what is the best way to start building wealth, to start talking about legacy planning, estate planning, talking about retirement, but also to have someone in your corner cheering you on, being your biggest fan, motivating you even when it is hard, that is what a good financial coach can do for you. And that is why I would say it is worth it, even when you are still in debt. Because the thing with Americans, 9 out of 10 times, they're not poor, they're broke. And what I mean by that is most people can afford it. They just are unwilling to give something up, or they're unwilling to sacrifice to get help. So if that is you, obviously, I would love to help you. I want to be there with you. It's one thing that it's always said in the commercial is it's personalized help. It's one-on-one type stuff. We meet most of the time. It's once a month, and we do that because we want you to stay on track in order to pay off this debt, stay motivated. And again, it's just mapping out a game plan for you. And so, as always, it's a big thank you to Ben for making the show run. And remember, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. This is The Will Evans Show.